Thumbs now as we move to our conclusion, and here's Bruce.
Well, my thumb is up to the NHL for finally paying Wayne Gretzky the money he was owed when the Phoenix Coyotes descended into bankruptcy way back in 2009. Gretzky was paid the $7 million he was owed, plus interest, so it was closer to $8 million, and all it took was the utter exhaustion of all other avenues, primarily chasing former Coyotes owner Jerry Moyes in court, plus a $5.2 billion TV deal, which must have helped ease the financial strain. It is sad, though, that the league essentially exiled its greatest living player for 4 years while trying to solve the problem of a team in a ridiculous market that probably never would have existed without, well, without Wayne Gretzky spreading the hockey gospel in Los Angeles in the first place.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is down to the continuing human tragedy that centers around long-term fighting in hockey. Just this week, the sad and troubled stories of two longtime NHL fighters, Gino Ogic and Scott Parker, career penalty minutes 3,266, came to light. How their lives have been inexorably altered, primarily because of their involvement in fighting and the numerous concussions that have come along with it. Time was I was ambivalent to the ongoing fighting debate, but not anymore. And I'm not sure how anyone, even those in the pro fighting camp, could sit back now and be witness to so many lives in turmoil. This is beyond a sporting issue now. This is a social issue. We don't need to be party to any more tragedies, not when we know they can be prevented.
Michael Farber.
And my thumb is down to the World Cup draw, not merely because FIFA spent $11 million on an over-the-top exercise that it could have done for $1,000, depending on how fancy the Danish tray. No, my thumb is down because now, like in every quadrennial, we are besieged with the most trite and soul-sucking sports cliché, the group of death. Death, really, come on. In 2012, 1.6 million Americans died of cancer. There's your group of death. This is soccer. Certainly the round-robin competition will be fierce, but can we please stop referring to Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and the United States as the group of death? How about the group of gastrointestinal discomfort?
Or is there a Norris division? My thumb is down to the complete disaster that is the Buffalo Sabres 2013-2014 season. The owner, Terry Pegula, made this comment when he fired GM Darcy Regier and coach Ron Ralston. If you want to win in this league, you have to draft first and get Sidney Crosby, or draft second and get Evgeny Malkin. Well, the proponents of the fine art of tanking would applaud Pegula's mission statement and his methodology. He should have fired Regier and Ralston prior to the season. They should have been replaced permanently by now. Ryan Miller's future should have been determined by now. The Sabres will promise something better to next season's ticket holders, but they have ignored the importance of support from the current customers, and they will almost certainly draft first or second.